Blog
we want to say
radio.
Welcome to the Advent Light Ministry Help Thursday. As we wait for everyone to come on, we are going to place our finger on the plane right now, so don't worry. We want to say welcome to the Advent Life Ministry Help Thursday. We are so glad that you decided to join us. I am going to open up the line for the host, our beloved Sister Powell, and she will go into opening prayer and give you her well wishes and her warm welcome from the beautiful sunny island of Jamaica. Amen and amen.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Power. Thank you for that introduction, my dear Sister Stephanie. Now is the time that each one of us have the opportunity that we can bow or kneel, that we can go into prayer. Let's pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Kind and righteous eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Father, we want to thank you for life. We want to thank you for health, strength, food, shelter, and clothing. But most of all, we want to thank you for our loving Father who are in heaven. Now, as we gather at your welcome table, dear Lord, we are asking you to pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us. But first, we ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings, and allow us, dear Father, tonight to have joy, peace, and happiness in hearing your word. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters here who join, those who join from the Netherlands, Canada, Africa, India, Asia, and also Jamaica, America, and all the adjoining colonies. We lift them up to you, and we ask you to pour your sweet, sweet spirit upon them. Now, dear Father, it's Thursday night, and we know that it's the right arm of the gospel. We are asking you, Father, to allow us that we can share and also share these wonderful remedies and meat that you have given unto us for food. Help us to be faithful, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I'm here, Sister Powell. Thank you so much. So I am seeing some hands raised, so you're going to open the line now. Sister Powell, you're going to do your scriptures. You can talk, and then I'll just kind of open up some line, because I know you're having some technical difficulties, so I will be your
Ear. Well, tonight has held Thursday night. You know we have our favorite scripture. Sister Powell. You know we have our favorite scripture, and our favorite scripture we have with me, Tevin, and we're going to ask Tevin here to read Genesis 1, 29 and 30. Here is Tevin. You can say good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, my nephew.
Blessings, blessings, Nante.
Great to hear you. Always a pleasure.
Yes, yes, definitely. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb, ear and seed, which is upon the face of all earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed. To you in it shall be not for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tevin, for reading.
Amen. Amen.
Scripture.
Amen.
And I will ask 631-552 if you could read the second scripture, 3 John 1-4. You can open the line for 631-552.
Okay, 631. I don't see a 631-552, but I do see a 985 with their hands raised.
Okay.
Just 631-552, you don't see that in the raise?
No, I don't see that.
Okay, I saw it here on my team.
Oh, you saw it on yours? That's not on mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not on what I'm looking at, so...
Okay.
I see a 985-232.
Okay, all right. You can maybe it's the last one and then on this, maybe.
Okay, all right. I'm going to open your line.
Third
time. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Humble, Louisiana. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Amen, Sister Brenda.
Amen. Okay. I would like to read, I got a scripture today. I got 1 Peter 1, 23. Being born again, not of corruption seed, but of the incorruptible by the word of God, which live and abide forever. Amen. I just want to thank God because he's worthy to be praised. And we just want to thank him for us being born again. We don't want to be born of corruptible. We want to be born of a seed where we can be incorruptible by the word, which abide forever. And I thank God because we're trying to reach that most high where we can be stable when that day comes. We want to continue praising him, singing his songs, reaching out one for another, praying for one for another. We want to repent. We want to change our ways. We want to continue just enjoying the good book that the Lord give us to read. Because the more I go through all week, the better I wake up in joy. I say, God, I wake up in joy, and I tell you, I have some pennies. I have some nickels and dimes. And I'm rich. I'm rich in the Lord. I say, and I tell you, I'm happy. So I thank God for that. I just want to ask for prayer for our Advent Light family and friends all over the world that join this prayer line, our brothers and sisters, our speakers, the host, and all our family and friends that are sick and that are bereaved, that are wherever they may be, we just want to ask for prayer for them. And we thank God for Sister Power doing her missionary, doing her studying. She's just spreading her love of God. She's getting it done everywhere she can. Thank God. She's a worker. She's on a mission for God. And I'm praying I can be like her. We all want to be like her for God. She's doing the will of God and nothing to stop her. She go all the way. I thank God for her. We want to be like her too. So thank God for that. And we were all working on it. I know she's not a Jesus, but she's doing the will. We want the Lord to just give us the strength and the power. And the what we call it, just the strength to carry on one for another, to do the will she does, and whatever she take, a vitamin or she, I don't think she needs nothing. She just have the strength for her age, and I thank God. Amen. I'm gonna let Brother John speak.
Amen.
I pray that I can get stronger. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I can say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Louisiana. And I just want to, I believe I want to give a testimony, a quick testimony how good God's been to me. I just want to say that I was thinking about some times when I was living a rough life, you know, living a rough thug life, I called it back then. And, I remember that the devil took my smile from me back then. I just said wildlife back then, and the devil had took my smile for so many years. And I just want to say God gave me my smile back from what I went through, you know. And I remember the times I felt weak, and I know that God gave me my strength back. And it was the times when I was in crutches time and I was sick, and God gave me back the strength to give me my walk back. You know, and he just gave me my smile back, and he just gave me, when I felt fear, he gave me my courage back. And it just goes on and on. I just had to testify that he's been good. You know, he's been good to all of us. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Brother John and Sister Brenda. It's always a blessing and a pleasure to hear your voice and your testimony, which always encourage each other. And we thank God for the strength that he has given to Sister Powell, as you have been talking about that, Sister Brenda. We pray for that same strength and that same power and that same might as she's moving up to and fro and about down there in Jamaica. And I thank my nephew. It's always a blessing to hear, hear the young people that you have impart some kind of knowledge on, right? And you see that they're walking in the right path and are trying to do great things, not only for themselves, but for their community as well. So thank you so much, my nephew Tevin, for reading the scripture and for always doing. We watch you. For anybody who watches the videos of Alex Nation, I'm just going to take a little point of personal privilege to say Tevin, our nephew, is also in that video. Three generation, his grandfather and his uncle is also in many of those videos assisting Alex and the Williams family. So we want to pray for Tevin. And he does farming too, beloved. He does farming. He has a farm. And he plants crops. So continue to lift up Tevin in your prayers, that God will continue to strengthen him, to guide him, and to allow him to walk in not his purpose, but in God's purpose. So thank you so much for sharing that. I am going to open up a line. I think Sister Paul was trying to get to this person, and there's a scripture that she would like for them to read, which is the third epistle of John 1-4. So I'm going to open this line. 518-482. So I'm going to open that line. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
for opening my
welcome.
Line.
Good evening, my dear beloved.
Is my line open? This again?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. Let me read John 2:1. Welcome everybody to the
1:2.
Yes, the elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I loved in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister Constance and Ellie, for reading the chapter, and also thank Kevin for reading the other chapter. So we have three chapters, and the last chapter is in the Bible, Revelation 22. So I will read Revelation 22. That's our last scripture for the night, and then we will go into the depths of it. All right, my dear beloved. Revelation 22, the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit,
and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the nation. Here ends these wonderful promises, scripture that God have given unto us and also show us. And one day soon and very soon, my dear beloved, we will all experience and to see that tree of life once more. So, my dear beloved, now is the time that we all have the opportunity to hear some of these wonderful things that you have used, as we read about the leaves, to boost your immune system so you can share at each a minute, and then what you have used and also your testimony and prayer list. Set your prayer. You can just do that in one. Thank you. So you can start open, my dear sister.
Certainly, Sister Powell. All right, so we are going to go here. I didn't see any hands raised, but I am going to...
Sister Consinelli can practice here.
Okay, Sister Consinelli. All right, let me open back up Sister Consinelli's line. 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for opening my line. This... I just want to thank God for the privilege of being, that we can come together in this capacity to exchange our thoughts. Just today I want to talk about brain, the brain food, because this is something that I was struggling with. The brain, forgetting things, forgetting to simply turn off the pipe. When I first started with this complaint of the thyroid. And so this evening I want to, if you get your pen and paper, you could write down the things that you need, because I try these and I'm feeling much better. It is, we talk about this already, but this evening we're going to just take them down, and you can go to the health store and get it, which is very good. Number one, we have goat cola. I had to take 3 tablets 3 times a day. That's GOTUKOLA. I had to drink 3 tablets capsules 3 times a day. And the second one was ginkgo biloba. I had to take 4 capsules 3 times a day. And the third one was lecithin. L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, 1 tablet 3 times a day. And the fourth one was niacin, 50 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day. And along with that, they have told me not to consult. That my doctor has said, don't use seaweed. But I know that was wrong, because from what I studied, I know iodine is very important for if you have thyroid problems. So I did went and buy those things and I drank them. But we do not have, you know, when you don't have a proper amount of iodine in your body, you can be an idiot very, very quickly. So it's very important that you get the proper amount of iodine. You can get it from seaweed and sea plants. You can use, you know, the dulce, the kelp. Try that blood rock. I could not use that blood rock because I buy the herb. It smells as though when you go down to the fisherman wharf and you're smelling all these fish. Oh, that thing, I boiled it in the house, the whole house. I think I was down at the fisherman wharf. It smells very, very bad, but they have the tablet. You could get the tablet to buy. Then a black walnut, and then you have spirulina. Those things are very good for the thyroid. All of those things are very high in iodine. And with that, you use a lot of green vegetables, green leafy vegetables, a good brain food. In order for us to build good brains, you need to eat a lot of green food that are high in amino acids. because these things that we use, they are pre-digested proteins in the form of amino acids, sour kelp, and tofu, which are pre-digested proteins in form of amino acid. They are very good. Even a child can digest tofu, and some people say tofu is not good. But I don't think when you eat enough, too much of anything is not good. One thing that we need to do for the brain is to eat food high in oxygen, oxidizing the food, oxidizing the enzyme, such as your real juicy foods have a lot of oxygen in them. Also, you want to eat some seeds because of the fatty acid. You need to consume vitamin E because it is oxygen carrier. It carries oxygen to the system. You need vitamin A. It is another oxygen food that you need. Ginseng will also help to carry the oxygen to your brain, food that definitely wants to stay away from. You have to stay away from this food because they rob the brains of its oxygen. Sugar, do not demand. Don't use sugar because sugar takes away the oxygen that's supposed to go to your brain. So your brain will be starving for oxygen if you use sugar, right? So keep away from that. Or you could be in temperance, in studying or working or eating. You can also rob the brain of oxygen, right? With ginseng, you just take 2 capsules 3 times a day. And the niacin, you take 50 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. Remember that niacin will give you a flush because it gets your skin hot. And because of that, it will itch, feel itch and open up the cells. That full circulation, you can take 1 capsule 3 times a day or use of cayenne. So those are very important things, little things that you could use. Another thing that you need to do is to sleep at your window crack so that there you could have good ventilation. No matter how cold or hot it is, you should use get some good ventilation. This helps the circulation. And if there's a lack of oxygen because of poor brain food, you do not hot and cold showers. You use that hot and cold showers or a friction rub. Or you will sit, do some different types of massage, will disturb the blood and will help the person with circulation. And another thing that we could use is exercise. Exercise will help to get the blood flowing.
Amen,
and
amen.
Appropriate dressing. Yes. Yes, it's the power of I'm closing right now. Dress appropriately. You know, we don't like to put on a lot of clothes, but if you have a lot of clothes at the top and few at the bottom or vice versa, the blood will not circulate properly. So if the limbs are uncovered, such as walking around with shorts, some people walk around with shorts in winter, that's not good. The blood mostly in the chest area, and you need to have proper circulation. Thank
Amen.
You, Sister Powell, for to open my line. I hope that this will help us to choose and to eat wisely, because from my experience, this is what helped me. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Constanelli, for that nugget, those wonderful nuggets of you know, health tips. I can definitely assure you that the sea moss it is the true deal. So I can certainly attest. It builds muscles and tissues. It's helped with the gut, cholesterol and sugar and all of that stuff. Weight, you know, all of that stuff that, you know, we are struggling with, sea moss is really great. And it's funny you said that because I had pulled it up to kind of share a little bit of the benefits of SEMA. So I thank you so much for that as well. Anyone else? I'm looking to see who has raised their hand. I'm going to open this line for testimonies and prayer requests. 272-770. 272-770. Amen. And if you want me to open your line, just remember to do star. Is it star one? Star one. or press one. What is it, Sister Paul? Go ahead and recap, because I'm probably telling the wrong
Amen.
Thing.
Sister Stephanie, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Amen.
We can hear you, Sister. Hi, Nico.
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Paul. God bless you. I give the Lord praise and honor and thanks for being alive. I'm so grateful to be here. It's a blessing to be on this prayer line. So I thank him for another precious day of life and all that he has done for me and my family. And I definitely would like to share what I've been taking. I also shared the information with Sister Leola and Sister Eva about the balm. It's wonderful. So I've been taking that, and it works. I've been using the fresh garlic, fresh onions, fresh ginger, cayenne pepper, and ginger, garlic, lemon, onions, and the cayenne pepper. So, I mean, it really works, and I've been sharing it and telling others about it to make that as a tea, and it really helps. And you can also add some cloves to it as well to stay healthy. And also I've been using for my knees because I have very, very bad knees. And I've been using the cabbage leaf. I rub some castor oil on my knees, and then I put the cabbage leaf on, and I wrap it with the clear wrap, and it really helps. So these are remedies that we can do right in our home. So I'm so grateful to share with all my brothers and sisters, and I would like to lift up everyone in prayer, all my brothers and sisters around the world, everyone on the line, and lift up Sister Powell and Alex Nation and her children and grandchildren. I lift up Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kasha. I'm lifting up Sister Continelli and her family as well, and all of us. I'm lifting up on the prayer line this evening my family as well. I'm asking for prayer requests for and my children and grandchildren as well. So I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
I love you all. God bless you all, always and forever.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Sister Tamiko. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing your health remedy and also, you know, for lifting us up in prayer, and we sure will lift up your family in prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Sister Powell, there is a line right here. If you want me to open your line, you want to press star one so that we can recognize and open up your line. I'm going down to see.
Well, I think I will share my testimony until somebody. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. All right, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell again, sunny island of Jamaica, although we are getting some rain, but God is good. He's so great. I don't know how to start. This evening, I was here, and one of my community daughter came in with her daughter. And it was really a heartfelt, you know, when she came, she was telling me about her mom. Her mom got a stroke few weeks ago, and she was in the hospital, but she came out yesterday. And while I was at the soup kitchen yesterday, it's just like somebody come and said, Sister Powell, these children need to get the food, their meal. These children, and my mind just run up on Debbie's and her children. So I started to share out some meals, some plates, and I put it away in a container. I think I shared out 4 plates for Debbie and 4 plates for Angela, another lady who have children, you know. And after I share out the food, I stuck it away. I said to them, no, these are for the children. I said my heart
is move, and we want the children them to get a meal, because some of them coming from school and they are not having any meal, right? So just as I say that, my dear beloved, who I saw walk inside the house, Debbie's daughter and Angela, both of them came in with their bag, and I just have to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, my mind just run on them. Who is going to take out the food for those children? And they were the ones who came in. So I just grateful and thank God that they were able to get the meal. And today they came here, the daughter, and was telling me the condition of Debbie. Debbie's a little girl, always, you know, willing to do what she can do and always be with the children when we have our children program here. And she also visits the church. But now she got a stroke, and she was telling me she can't hardly walk and, you know, certain things. So, brothers and sisters, when I see the need and the need that was some help she came for, and all I could do, I said, Lord, help me, just help, because we everyone know that I was here from July, and I brought down stuff, and just every day, God have been allowing me to share out the stuff, and I almost on the flat base. But I was able to go in and find some stuff that she needs and pack up some bags, and she got it, and she was just sharing, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Power. So I just give God the praise and ask him to continue to give me the strength and the help that, you know, the need that we can supply some of these needs that is affecting people right now. So I'm asking you to pray, continue to pray for Debbie's recovery and also for her daughter's strength, because she's the one there and her mom, Miss Vi, is not that well. You know, just pray that God will give them the strength. So that is one. But another praise report, quick, because I'd like everyone to share. Despite of sadness, there is also joy. We were talking about, my dear beloved, our doors to the house, as my daughter had mentioned a while ago with Alex Nation, where every one of us on Advent Light is just thrilled of the work that this little 18-year-old doing. And they're a part of it, Advent Light, by sending their little donations. And, you know, we are so grateful for the donation. And Grandma is also there encouraging and strengthening and do the best that I can. So we came up with a plan that, you know what, we will be going traveling Sunday. And there are certain things that we have to take. So we cannot take a lot of the workers, but we have certain things. And we knew that the doors, there were doors to supposed to be, they need some doors, and the doors is in Kingston, they get the door. So we said we are going down, and it would be wise for us to take the door down there. And we come up with a plan. Well, my dear daughter, you know, she talked, negotiate, and she told me where some doors sell and asked for discount. And, you know, we decided to really do it. I didn't say to her, but we decided to do. And we went out, myself and my nephew went out this morning in midday in the evening, and we went to two hardware, and the first hardware, I'll try to tell you, although we told them that, you know, it's a charity thing we're doing, and we're asking for help and the donation, and they said, this is what they could do, and it wasn't suitable to me. And I said to my nephew, come, let us go another place. And we went to another place, and we spoke to the manager. You know, the first one, we spoke to the manager, but they didn't really respond. And we spoke to the other manager, and he came down. And to my Well, it's a surprise, right? This was a surprise. I must say that we got the doors, right? And we got the doors. And God bless, you know, I know it's God blessing. We prayed about it, and we got the doors. So I'm so thankful to know that God is still in the working business. He's still there for us. Even before we talk, he will hear and answer our prayers. So I thank for all those, you know, we have a few donors who donate to the cause, and we are still expecting other few to come in, but we just want to let you guys know that we got the door. We got some of the door. So God is good and God is great. That's my praise report to my Advent Light and also
Amen.
To my daughter. Sister Stephanie.
Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, if I could sing, I would go into Let Us Rejoice and give God praises. Thank you so much, Sister Paul. We've been praying for you and for this venture. And so you got two, so we need what, two more left?
We got three, you release.
So we got three, so okay, and by the time tomorrow is out, you will be able to get that other one. We're claiming it in the name of Jesus. We're coming boldly, and so we thank you so much. By the time tomorrow is out, before, well, actually, tomorrow is going to be Sabbath, so you're going to get it before the Sabbath so y'all could go back and get the other one to be able to bring it in the name of Jesus. That's what we're claiming, and we're saying that boldly. Amen and amen. So thank you so much for that, Sister Powell. I'm going to open this line right now. We know that God is in the answering business. Oh, God shows up big and awesome. 857-505. Your line is now open.
Sister Powell, welcome on this prayer line, Sister Powell. We miss you so much, Sister Powell. I hope you are so blessed, Sister Powell, because God is good, Sister Powell. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy. I like to thank God for everything you have done for me, because he is good. He's a marvelous God. Oh, he is the King of Kings. And Sister Stephanie, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for encouraging me too. And in prayer, I would like to thank her for everything. I would like to thank her for her support. I would like to thank her for everything because Sister Stephanie, she is a blessing, Sister Stephanie. By the grace of God, she is a blessing. Sister Dorothy's daughter is really a blessing, and may God bless her, and may God bless her children. May God bless Sister Kaisha, her daughter. May God bless everyone on this prayer line. And Sister Stephanie, in 3 days, my dear sister, today is going to be the Sinai, my dear sister. It starts at 8:15 to 10:45. I don't know, can Sister Powell enjoy it too, Sister Stephanie, because there is today, tomorrow, and Saturday. I don't know, can Sister Powell enjoy it for the
Amen,
YouTube
amen, amen, Brother Eli,
FTA
amen,
Church,
amen.
Sister Stephanie,
thank
may
you
God
so
bless
much.
You. Oh,
cheering,
Sister Stephanie,
your...
Sister Stephanie, don't forget to pray for Sister, pray for my mother and pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Abby and her brother, and pray for Brother Shock. Lift up Brother Shock in prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Eli, for your praise report and your thanksgiving, your blessings, and your prayer requests as well. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister.
Amen.
So there's a line, 985-232, 985-232. Your line is now open. 985-232.
I went, Sister Stephanie.
Okay, you went already? All right, so I'll mute you. I'm sorry. I saw your hand still up. Okay. All right.
No problem.
All right, so I just want to give God thanks. I know I'm kind of filling in for Sister Powell as the host as she's having some technical difficulties down there, but I do want to give God, and I will be sharing some things that God has put on my heart in the ministry of healing. But I would be remiss if I did not share with you all of the wonderful things that God has been doing in my life. I know that the enemy is coming, and he's here, and he's raging. But I am just so blessed that I am connected with my Heavenly Father, my Abba, right, that knows how to give me good gifts. And when I say this, I'm telling you, I mean it down to my toenails, okay? This week, I told you, you know, my daughter and I, we've been dealing with one of her professors. She's not even in the class anymore, and it's been going on for almost a year. And I finally got the letter. I was, you know, I had sent some information to an attorney, and I'm connected to this law firm, so I'd send the information to the attorney, and I wrote up everything. So I kind of wrote up, you know, all of my letters, the things that I was saying, whatever. And so I touched bases back with the attorney. I was like, okay, what's going on? They were supposed to write a letter. The letter came back. She sent me the draft, and let me tell you, beloved, the draft is almost everything that I wrote. Everything that I wrote in my, you know, in my correspondence with her. She just kind of took what I said and put it on the letterhead. So I bless God. So I'm going through it, making minor changes, just, you know, to add. She did add some of the things and structure it where it's like boom, 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 boom. And I just thank God that he has placed people in place, right, to assist us, right? So he allowed us to do the legwork. I prayed, I asked God the exact right words to say, wrote it and sent it into her, and she's now constructed it. So we're praying that it will be sent off by tomorrow, and God will go before us, and we're thanking him in advance and pave the way for that. So that is one praise report. I also had to call my Sears warranty. So I have Sears warranty. My furnace is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. My fridge was acting crazy. You know how things come, like as they say in Jamaica, when it rains, it pours, right? And so it's one thing after another. And so I called them. I was able to. They were supposed to come out earlier this year, but they didn't because of the COVID. They said that their technician was not available. They were sick and all kind of rigmarole. And so eventually the weather changed. So I was like, okay, but I did pay them my deductible. So she refunded me my deductible and told me that she was going to send somebody out. So he came out and he was saying, we thought that there were oil in the tank. He was saying that there's none and we don't know what's going on. So we're praying that God will work that situation out as well. The refrigerator, the man looked at it. He says that we need some parts, and the parts that we have to pay for those parts because it's cosmetics. They're not, the warranty doesn't cover that. I was like, okay, I have mercy. So I thank God, you know, that he was able to allow us to have the funds because the way how they say is that you have to pay for it first before they can do anything. So we did that. I thank God for blessing us with that situation as well. And then in the interim of talking to this lady, her name is Mary, I had they had came out to look at a convection microwave that I had back in 2019 or 2018, something thereabout. And the technician said that they couldn't fix it. He was like, it wasn't fixable. They needed to give me a brand new one or give me some money to buy it. And so they never resolved that. So I called while I was talking to her. I had prayed before, right? I prayed asking God, lead me to the right person. And so I've been calling them before and have not gotten anybody, but God opened it up. Those who wait upon the Lord, right, will renew our strength, will we mount up like wings of eagle, right? And that's really what happened. She blessed me. She said to me, you know what? I'm going to send you out a check for $386 so you can get a microwave. And so we don't use microwave that much, you know. And so I said, thank you, God. This was like what? She said from 2018, 2019, they're about years, right? It wasn't one or two. It was about, what, going on three, 4 years now. And so I just thank God for working that. And I pray that you will continue to pray for me. You know, they're talking some shady things, you know, with my sick leave bank and my payment. And I just thank you and ask you all to pray that God will overturn. They're doing some crazy business in, you know, in that situation, changing the rules as we go, you know, in the middle of it to kind of censure people and kind of, you know, silence people. And so I pray that God will just turn that situation up. And I thank him in advance for all that he will do on my behalf. I continue to ask you to pray for Kaja and KJ as well, our family, that God will continue to lead us and we will hold on and be obedient to him. So thank you, Sister Paola. I'm going to say it because it's normally what we say, for giving me the opportunity to express, you know, just this goodness of God. And I ask you all, I was also blessed with a package, right, of food, fresh fruit, jackfruit. When was the last time you all had some fresh jackfruit? I was blessed with jackfruit and dragon fruit and cauliflower. My girlfriend dropped off some groceries here for me, and I was just so thankful to her. And so we are praying for the Rosses family. We're also praying for the Liberty Mission family as well, and as we pray for one another. Amen and amen. So I'm going to close my mouth now, Sister Powell, and then I'm going to defer to you as well. If you need to speak, share your prayer request as we're going into prayer. We're just going to ask you to raise, press, do star one, and we will recognize. And if you have raised your hand before and you have gotten the opportunity to speak, we're going to just ask you to take yourself off, you know, so do star one again so that you can take your hands off so I don't open your line inadvertently. Amen and amen. All right, Sister Powell.
All right, God is so good. I listen to these reports, and their prayers report and everything. Even the money, the check that you got back is prayers report. God is so good. He hears. Even coming to look at the refrigerator, and it's prayers report, right? Even though it was so long, they came. So God is so good. He's great. He knows what you want. As you said, he heard our cry. You know, before we have our call, we call him in our prayer. We prayed and he heard, and he promised that he will take care of us. So thank God for these wonderful reports. And even though some little sad news, you know, towards your job and all the things that they are doing, God is in control. So we just want to thank God for that. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time we are coming up for. Coming up with to do prayer, we are asking our brothers and sisters on the line, if you did not share, you know, and you have something, you must have something to tell God about what he has done for you, you can press 1 and your line will be open. And we soon go, it's time for prayer, yeah, you know, we soon go into prayer. So we give a little few more minutes just for you to, you know, share some of the praise report, what God has done, right? I am just here a while ago, and just something come up in a clear from Canada. You know, I met so many people around by calling me Sister Powell Grandma and, you know, telling me how much God has blessed them when they watch and they saw Sister Powell at this age, encouraging and strengthening and also doing. And I just want to give God thanks. I met a lady from England. She called me the other night, and we were there chatting and giving praise to God. So this ministry is going far wide over the world. It's all over the world. So brothers and sisters, let us try to do good, each one of us, especially we, the remnant people. We have the light to show and to shine so that others can see the work that God wants us to do. And I am so thankful that God have been using us. You know, I wouldn't be praising myself. God have been using each one of us to do his will. So if you want to, just a few minutes before prayer, if you want to share, or you have a song to sing before we go in prayer, we will open, my sister Stephanie will open your line. Press 1 and your line will be open. Star 6 and take yourself off and then your line will be open.
Amen, amen. Sister Cancinelli is on. Let me see if she has a song that we could sing. All right.
You want me to sing a song?
Yes, right. Sister Cancinelli.
Yes, yes, I hear you.
I miss you, Sister Cancinelli.
Yes, yes, I'm looking for one. I would be like Jesus.
Yes.
I keep Jesus and Nicholas. I would be like Jesus. Nothing will control me. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is my song. In the homeland, in the throne, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. All the way from earth to glory, we would be like Jesus. Telling o'er and o'er the story, we would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is my song. In the homeland, in the throne, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. That in heaven he may greet us, we would be like Jesus. That his words will then may greet us, we would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is our song. Be in the homeland, in the throne. Be like Jesus all day long. We would be like Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Cancinelli, for that song. We would like to be like Jesus. I would like to be like Jesus. I know each one of us gathered here this evening on this line want to be like Jesus. And if we want to be like Jesus in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our body, we can be like Jesus because Jesus told us that he, Jesus, is perfect and his children can be perfect like him, just as the song says. So if we have no other brothers and sisters want to share, this is the moment where we would go to our Father, who we would like to be like him, and that we can present these various requests to him. So at this time, my dear beloved, we ask you if you want to kneel, and you know, and I'm going to Sister Stephanie, if there is anyone, 618 on there, 225, if anyone there, or 98, and every one of them can open with prayer, and then I will close.
You said a what, Sister Powell? Give me the number.
631, if he's on the line, he could pray. Or,
no, there's...
425 or the 4, anything in the 4, Sister Carlo, or Sister Leola, they aren't there. Okay. All right, so you can open the line for somebody to pray, and I do the second prayer. Who is in front of you?
Okay. All right. Sister Tamiko, if you're able to give a brief prayer so that Sister Powell will and continue. Amen. I'm going to open your line 272-770. Your line is now open. 272-770. Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're just so thankful for the opportunity as we bow before you, Lord, to just give you praises, to give you thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you for Sister Consinelli. Lord, she is your faithful servant, always actually one of the first to be on the line on Thursday. So I thank you so much for her, for the knowledge that you have given her and the gifts so that she can come and she can sing and she can encourage us and she can give quick help nuggets, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to pour out a double portion of your Holy Spirit on her. Lord, you know everything about her. You know what she stands in need of, her husband, her children, Heavenly Father, her niece, her siblings. Lord, we pray that you will give her the strength to continue to present you to every person that she come in contact with, Heavenly Father. You know her health. You know the very number of hair that is on her head. So by your stripes, she is healed, Lord, and we claim your healing power over her life. We claim peace and comfort, Lord, as even for her brother that is, last time we heard, was in the hospital or is struggling with some health condition. We pray that they will have an experience with you, Heavenly Father. We present to you, Brother Eli, Lord. He's praying for his mom. He's praying for Jamal. He's praying for the Sinai Church. He's praying for Isma, Lord. You heard all the names that he has presented, Lord, and we pray that you will bless those individuals accordingly, Heavenly Father. We lift up to you, Sister Tamiko, and her family as well. Brother Eli is also thankful, Lord, for Sister Tamiko, for blessing him and for encouraging him and for praying for him, Lord. We lift up all of her family members, Lord. Sister Dorothy, her mom, her sibling, Linda, Heavenly Father, Dorothy Jr., Lord. It was a blessing and a pleasure hearing their voice on the Advent Life prayer line yesterday, Lord, and we pray that you will give them your favor. You will draw them closer to you, Heavenly Father. We pray for each and every person that is on this line. Lord, you know them by name. Lord, you know them by name. And so, Heavenly Father, whatever they stand in need of, Sister Brenda, Brother Rick, Brother John, Brother Ray, Brother Richardson, Brother Ricardo, Heavenly Father, Brother Yudi, Lord, we pray a special prayer on behalf of those individuals as well. Brother O'Neill, Lord, we pray that you will continue, Lord, to lead him and to guide him as he's on this battlefield for you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. We pray for forgiveness, our doubts, Lord, our murmuring, our complaining, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us. Pour out your blessings on us, Lord. Blot our sins out, so we're begging. But we're pleading, Lord, as you're in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, that you will keep our name in that book. Help us, Heavenly Father, to become, speak, look, act, and think like you, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I linger just a tad bit longer, and I present to you, Lord, my nephew, Tevin, Lord, continue to pour out your blessings on him, Heavenly Father, and lead him closer to you, Heavenly Father. I pray for Sister Powell, and I thank you, Lord, for answering prayer, Lord. I knew that there was somebody that was going to bless them and help them, Lord, because you said that where there is a will, there is a way. Amen. And so I thank you so much, Lord, for manifesting yourself in that situation. And I pray that you will go before us. I pray that the funds will come so that those other doors and windows will be able to be purchased by tomorrow to be able to complete the task, Lord. We know that it's you. You're doing this. It's not us. It's better to give than to receive, you told us. You're going to make the little become much. And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness towards us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we continue and linger at your feet a little longer to give you thanks and praise as these requests as reach up to you, Father, and the praises come down. Lord, we just want to praise and give you thanks. Thank you for the many blessings, Lord, that you have blessed each and every one of us on the line here again, Lord, and to supply our many needs according to our riches and glory.
So again, Lord, we lift up the Rogers family. Continue to pour your blessings upon them as they do your will and your work in the community, and also Liberty Mission, Lord Jesus. Father, bless, pour out. You said this is the time, dear Father, that your light has to shine. So we ask you to use each one of them so that they will bring joy, peace, and happiness in the heart and life of your people. Tonight, dear Lord, we present all these requests to you, and we all agree with them. And we ask you, Lord, let your will be done. And as we are going into the sermon, Lord, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon the speaker and allow your light and your words to come out plainly, that we will understand your word, Lord, and also we will take it and put it in practice to go and share with all others. Bless us, we pray. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for Advent Life, brothers and sisters, and help us to be faithful. And Father, we leave everything, our own life, Lord, in your care. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
My dear, the next, amen. The next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the speaker, Sister Stephanie.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for that. And we are reading from the Ministry of Healing. Always, always just a blessing. Getting gems and encouragement from this. And so I started this, Unemployed, the Unemployed and Homeless. The good thing about this book is that you can go, you know, move around, right? So Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for just the Holy Spirit moving on this line. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal so that the message that we have for today is one that will be fitting for each and every person that is on this line, so that we will be ignited, Lord, to stand on your promises. We will be ignited to press forward as we embark looking forward for your holy Sabbath day. It seemed like it was just yesterday. It was Monday, and we're now to Thursday. Actually, on the next day, you know, because the sun has set. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray that you will just tabernacle with us today so that we will leave here not the same but changed. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I do want to read Hope and Courage. Hope and Courage. And I'm under the Unemployed and Homeless. My daughter has some ideas. You know, young people, they get these quick ideas in their head. They see a need, and they want to fulfill that need, right? The same thing that I see with Sister Powell. She sees a need, and she asks God to help her to fulfill this need. And so let's look at what the word says about hope and courage. Hope and courage. Amen. And so I'm reading from the Unemployed and Homeless, because many of us, we might not be homeless yet, but we might be unemployed. They have done a study that majority of the American people, the working class American people, are one paycheck away from being homeless. I know that somebody knows somebody that is homeless. Right? And homeless doesn't mean that you're always on the street, right? Or you're in a shelter. Homeless may mean that you don't have your own place at this time. You might be sharing with a family member, right? I mean, I know even for me as an educator, there were many of our students that were homeless. They don't have a physical address that belongs to them. They had to share housing with family members. So it is a big, big thing across the United States, and it has even heightened through the pandemic as well. So let's see, what are some of the encouragement you can give to someone that you have come across with? What are some of the encouragement that you can share even with yourself, right? Knowing that you are not employed, you don't even know how the money you're going to come in contact with to take care of your bills. So let's see. Let's give you some encouragement and some hope, right? So I'm on page 195, and I'm in the topic, the Unemployed and Homeless, and it says, hope and courage. We can do nothing without courage and perseverance. I'm going to read that first sentence again because that's bold. We can do nothing without courage and perseverance. And there's a scripture that comes to my mind, Philippians 4:13, Sister Paul says, I can do what? All things through who? Christ Jesus,
Christ,
who's strengthening us. So that means we can do nothing in and of yourself, right? We can do nothing without courage and perseverance. Speak words of hope and courage to the poor and the disheartened, even to ourselves. We can speak encouragement to ourselves, right? Somebody said to me, well, what you going to do? You know, you might not get paid tomorrow. Hey, okay. My God said that my bread and water shall be sure. What you going to do? My God said, peace be still. He will fight my battle. What you going to do? My God said he will never leave me or forsake me. What you going to do? My God says, count it all joy. What you going to do? My God said, fear not. What you going to do? He said he going to allow me faint not. He said that he going to allow me to get wings and mount up like eagles. What? What you going to do? He said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. What? He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed beg for bread. Aren't those some encouraging words? Aren't those some great love letters? Amen and amen. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to speak words of hope and courage to the poor and the disheartened. If need be, give tangible proof of your interest by helping them when they come into straight places. Those who have had many advantages should remember that they themselves still err in many things and that it is painful to them when their errors are pointed out and there is held up before them a comely pattern of what they should be. Remember that kindness will accomplish more than censure. I know that I've experienced that. They were censuring me. They tried everything. They didn't want me to share the information. They didn't want me to talk about the things that were being done that were wrong. So they tried to censure me with all kind of things. And how's the quickest way they try to censure somebody to get you to go along with what they want you to do or close your mouth? They mess with your money, your moolah. But our God told us that everything, right, is sure. His blessing, his supply, his water, our food is sure, right? So then that's what we need to hold on to, right? It says, remember that kindness will accomplish more than censure. As you try to teach others, let them see that you wish them to reach the highest standard and that you are ready to give them help. If in some things they fail, be not quick to condemn them. Amen and amen. Simplicity, self-denial. Simplicity, self-denial. Economy, lessons so essential for the poor to learn, often seem to them difficult and unwelcome. The example and spirit of the world is constantly exciting and fostering pride. Love of display, self-indulgence, prodigality, and idleness, these evils bring thousands to penury and prevent thousands more from rising out of degradation and wretchedness. Christians are to encourage the poor to resist these influences. And we know that there's a scripture that says there's life and death in our tongue. So let us speak life. Let us speak blessing and not death and curse to our fellow men. Amen? Jesus came to the world in humility. He was of lowly birth. The majesty of heaven, the King of glory, the commander of all the angel host, he humbled himself to accept humanity, and then he chose a life of poverty and humiliation. So Christ didn't come as the king that he is, right? He came humble. He came lowly. Amen? And that's the type of spirit we are to have. Sometimes we tend to look down on others because we feel like we are better than and better than others. We're not better than anybody else. We're not. What we are is the fact that because we know the goodness of God, we are able now to take that blessing, to take that word, to take that encouragement, and to share it with someone else. Amen? It says, he had no opportunity that the poor do not have. He had no opportunities that the poor do not have. Toil, hardship, and privation were a part of every day's experience. Foxes have holes, he said, and birds of the air have nests. Have mercy. But the Son of Man had not where to lay his head. Luke 9, verse 58. So Christ was homeless in an essence, right? He didn't have anywhere. He was born in a manger. So if you have a roof over your head, you need to say, thank you, Jesus. If you have a warm robe that you could put on to keep you warm, you need to say, thank you, Jesus. You might not have no heat right now, but you have a blanket that you could throw over you. You need to say, thank you, Jesus. If you have some running water, that is good, and that is not contaminated. We know in Jackson, there's water crisis going on. We know water crisis is going on in Detroit, right? We know water crisis going on all around. So if you have some clean water that you can drink from your tap, you need to say, bless his name. Amen and amen. We continue. It says, Jesus did not seek the admiration or the applause of men. He commanded no army. He ruled no earthly kingdom. He did not court the favor of the wealthy and honored of the world. He did not claim a position among the leaders of the nation. He dwelt among the lowly. He set at naught the artificial distinctions of society. The aristocracy of birth, wealth, talent, learning, rank, he ignored. He was the Prince of Heaven. Yet he did not choose his disciples from among the learned lawyers, the rulers, the scribes, or Pharisees. He passed these by because they prided themselves on their learning and position. They were fixed in their traditions and superstitions. He who could read all hearts chose humble fishermen who were willing to be taught. He ate with publicans and sinners and mingled with the common people, not to become low and earthy with them, but in order by precept and example to present to them right principles and to uplift them from their earthliness and debasement. Jesus sought to correct the world's false standard of judging the value of men. Jesus sought to correct the world's false standard of judging the value of men. He took his position with the poor that he might lift from poverty the stigma and the world had that the world had attached to it. You hear a lot of things over the last, what, 2.5 years in the pandemic. They have been pressing forward. We need to make sure that the poor countries have this. We need to make sure that the poor have this. It's all about the poor. Amen? But we have to be careful. What is the message they're bringing to the poor? How are they planning on manipulating the poor so that they can be gained, they can get gain? Right? When we talk about this worldwide pandemic, these restrictions that were being made, who were they impacted? Who were impacted most by them? Was it the wealthy or was it the poor? The poor was impacted more by it, but who benefited monetarily wise?
The rich, absolutely.
Absolutely, Sister Paul, the wealthy. When we think about it, when they're given these restrictions saying that, oh, you have to be jabbed in order to travel, when they talk about, you know, climate change and how they have, you know, the smog and all of these things that are impacting the environment that we live in now, when you think about it, you had these wealthy people, they were traveling on jets, their own private jets. So they didn't have to show no jab passport. They were flying on their own planes. Some of them were flying, you know, short distances on their own planes. They had people, the food would come to them. They didn't have to go out in the grocery store. So ask yourself, these laws and rules and mandates that they put in place, who were they really for, right? Was it for the high or was it for the low? All right?
Okay.
We continue. It says, he took his position with the poor, and that he might lift from poverty the stigma that the world had attached to it. He has stripped from it forever the reproach of scorn. By blessing the poor, the inheritors of God's kingdom, he points us to the path he trod, saying, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Verse 23. Christian workers are to meet the people where they are and educate them, not in pride, but in character building. So this was a question that came up where individuals might come to the church, and let's say a woman, a female, may come to the church, and I'm going to be specific. I'm going to say, let's say a woman come to the church in Jamaica and they are wearing pants. How do you approach that woman? Do you allow that woman to feel, you know, unwanted? Do you allow that woman to feel out of place? Or are you showing that woman kindness? This is the first time she's coming to your church. She doesn't know, right? So when we look at that text, come as you are, it could be two things. I heard a pastor spoke on this, where it could be, you know, you come as you are with your outer appearance, so the physical, right, if that's all you have, you know, hey, you know, you come as you are. And then it could also have a spiritual connotation. How are you coming spiritually? Do you know God? Do you, you know, did somebody invite you, or you have no clue? So you come exactly where you are in that moment, right? But one of the beauty that I love about God is the fact that through Christ Jesus, if we are willing, Sister Power, are we expected to stay as we are? No. Yeah. We're expecting that through Christ Jesus, through our willingness to cooperate with our Heavenly Father, with the Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior, with the Holy Spirit, that there will be changes in our fruit. Amen. So that we will be more, we will show the fruit of the Spirit. We will show kindness, patience, long-suffering, peace, right, to our fellow men. Amen and amen. So I continue. It says, Christian workers, I think I had reread something else again, Sister Powell. I said, he points us to the path he trod, saying, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me. Verse 23, I read that already. Somebody else needed to hear it again. Christian workers are to meet the people where they are and educate them not in pride but in character building. Teach them how Christ worked and denied himself. Help them to learn from him the lessons of self-denial and sacrifice. Many of us don't want to sacrifice. Many of us don't want to deny ourselves. We want self-indulgence. We want to feed our lust and our passion. Amen? But that's not of Christ. Teach them to beware of self-indulgence in conforming to fashion. That was my downfall. I mean, I just love fashion. And, you know, I'm so thankful that God has removed the scale from my eyes, right? Though, you know, I mean, there's beauty in God's creation. You know, he makes all of these wonderful flowers, our geranium, that can be pink and purple and blue and white, right? The roses can be different colors. So there's nothing wrong with us loving colors, but we have to make sure that when we put on these attire, who is getting the praises? Who is getting the worship? Right? We pray that it's not us. Amen? Life is too valuable, too full of solemn, sacred responsibilities to be wasted in pleasing self. Amen? Now, the next segment says, life's best things. Sister Tamiko pointed out and shared with us that the Bible represents basic instructions before leaving earth. What is it? Basic instruction for leaving earth. Everything that God wants us to know, everything is embedded in the basic instruction before leaving earth book. The Bible, that's the book for me. Amen? Amen? That's what we need to be reading and consuming so that we can emulate the character of Christ. Amen? Life's best things. Is it car? Is life best thing for you? A big house? I was driving from my appointments today, and I drove past a neighborhood, and why is it somebody needs to have a house so huge where they have to have like 4 and 5 AC and heater system? Huh? They can't have 1 or 2 because the house is way too large. Huh? When Jesus Christ, our Savior, didn't have a house for himself, he was born in a manger. Right? It says, life best things. Men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life. They are attracted by glitter and show. Have mercy. They are ambitious for worldly preeminence. To this, the true aims of life are sacrificed. Life's best things, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity, cannot be bought or sold. I'm going to say that again. To this, the true aims of life are sacrificed. Life's best things, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity cannot be bought or sold. They are as free to the ignorant as to the educated. to the humble laborer as to the honored statesman. For everyone, God has provided pleasure that may be enjoyed by rich and poor alike. The pleasure found in cultivating pureness of thought and unselfishness of action. The pleasure that comes from speaking sympathizing words and doing kindly deeds. From those who perform such service, the light of Christ shines to brighten life darkened by many shadows. God will give success. And I'm on page 190. I'm on page 98. God will give success while having the poor in temporal things, and I'm still in the unemployed and homeless, while having the poor in temporal things, keep always in view their spiritual needs. Let your own life testify to the Savior's keeping power. Let your character reveal the high standard in which all may attain. Teach the gospel in simple object lessons. Everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. In the humble round of toil, the very weakest, the most obscure, may be workers together with God and may have the comfort of his presence and sustaining grace. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties and needless cares. Let them work on from day to day, accomplishing faithfully the task that God's providence assigns, and he will care for them. He says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6, Amplified Revised Version, chapter 4, verse 7. I'm going to read that again. It says, because aren't there so many things going on around us that can make us overwhelmed and anxious? So the Word of God says, nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yeah. Philippians 4, verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 7, Amplified Revised Version. The Lord's care is over all his creatures. He loves them all and make no difference except that he has the most tender pity for those who are called to bear life's harvest burdens. God's children must meet trials and difficulties. I'm going to read it again. If you are one of God, if you say you're God's children and you're not meeting trials and difficulties, are you really one of God's children? God's children must meet trials and difficulties, but they should accept their lot with a cheerful spirit, remembering that for all that the world neglects to bestow, God himself will make up to them in the best of favors. It is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer. Have confidence in him as a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. So he's our 911, amen? He who created man, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. He who has given us his word, the leaves of the tree of life, will not withhold from us a knowledge of how to provide food for his needy children. How can wisdom be obtained by him who holds the plow and drives the oxen? By seeking her as silver and searching for her as for hid treasure. For his God doubt instruct him to discretion, and doubt teach him. Isaiah 28, verse 26. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Verse 28, Amplified Revised Version. So, Sister Powell, I think I am going to stop here, and then I will open up the line for any commentary, any feedback, or any question about the reading as we are coming down to a close. Unless you want me to continue, I'm checking to see if there's anyone with their hands raised. I do see a new number, so we'll definitely give you the opportunity to share something with us as well. So if you would like for me to unmute your line, Sister Paul, I'm going to defer to you, so then you can kind of share as to how you want this to move forward. Amen? I know I was blessed. I pray that you all were blessed from this reading.
A while ago, your line was actually dropped. I did not hear anything, and all
really?
I did was I did a little word of prayer, and then I said call back, and I touched call back, and then yeah, I heard you. So then,
so you want me to go back and read something? Read the last part.
Yes, the last part I did not hear.
Okay, all right, certainly. All right, so I'm going to jump up here. So I said, it is when we come into difficult, the devil didn't want y'all to hear this. Look at this. It is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer. Have confidence in him as a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. He's our 911, amen? He who created man, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. He who has given us his word, the leaves of the tree of life, will not withhold from us a knowledge of how to provide food for his needy children. How can wisdom be obtained by him who holds the plow and drives the oxen? By seeking her as silver and searching for her as for hid treasure. For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him, Isaiah 28:26. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Isaiah 28:28, Amplified Revised Version. So I will end here, Sister Powell, and then if there's any query, if there's any commentary, I do see a new number on the line, but if you would like to speak, just press star one.
Star six
to raise your hand.
Take off and then press one.
Okay, so if you have raised your hand before, press star 1 to remove your hand, and then press star 6 to raise your hand again. All right? So if there's someone that's on the line, you want to press star 6 so that
the
your hand
star is 6. Take off yourself with star 6 and then press
1. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So take off yourself with star 6. If your hand was raised, and then star 1 is what? Raise your hand? Press 1.
Raise,
I think,
yes.
Press
1.
Press,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. All right, let's see.
Yeah.
All right, 904-661. All right, okay.
All right, you ready for me now?
Yes, yes, you can certainly go ahead.
Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, we have listened to the reading, and I'm telling you, it's very, the sermon, it's very, very interesting, right? And this little part that I heard, it's about God's children must meet trials and difficulties. You know, this is the time that sometimes we are in trials, difficult time, and sometimes we don't even think, because we are serving the Lord, we should be going through that. But this God, the Word, is telling us that we are going to go into trials. We are going to go into difficulties. But we know we have a loving, caring Father who had created this world, who died for us, and who told us that, you know what, He will take care of His children. So let us continue to press on, my dear beloved. Jesus is there for us in everything. He knows every pain. He knows our heartache. And as we have been studying these words, let us really be obedient to go and share with others so that others can know, you know, what is coming, going to happen, coming upon this earth. But if we follow the Christ Jesus, He is able to carry us through. So that is my real takeaway, sister, my dear sister, and more, you know, that Jesus promised that He will take care of us. All right. So is there anyone else have any query or something that you never understand in the reading? Can you take yourself off star 6 and press 1, and your line will be open to share. We have a few minutes before we do our closing prayer. We just want to thank everyone. Thanks, Sister Stephanie, for this sermon. We have not prayed yet, right? We always prayed when we complete the sermon. So I am going to ask my dear Sister Stephanie if she could end up with prayer, and then, my dear beloved, you can share.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that You gave us Your word, that even within the storm, we can find peace within You. We thank You that You have sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, to come and show us how we are to act. It's not about the glitz and the glamour, Lord, but we pray that You will create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us. Allow us to look to You in all things. Allow us to have You carve out the plans that You have for our life, and we will be willing participant, knowing that even in this trial and the storm, You are there. You are working it out on our behalf. You're getting us ready to come up to higher standards and higher ground. We ask You, Heavenly Father, as we leave tonight, You will allow the words, Lord, to penetrate our hearts, so that we can know that we are not of ourselves. We can do nothing without You. All our blessings come from You. All the trials and the tribulation that You have allowed to come our way, You have already gone through it. And You know that we will be able to overcome it, because You will not give us more than we can handle. So I thank You, Heavenly Father. I pray for each and every person on this line that we will get a revival and a reformation today. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I see 272770. I'm going to open your line.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. It's Ty Nico from Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to bring out in my book here, as Sister Stephanie already read it, but it's just so powerful. Jesus came to this world in humility, and he was of lowly birth. And the majesty of heaven, the King of glory, the commander of all angel hosts, he humbled himself to accept humanity and then chose a life of poverty and humiliation. And then when you read Luke 9:58, I mean, that it just breaks my heart. Foxes have holes, he said, and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. So, I mean, that just breaks my heart. And then we have people that are rich and they're living so glamorous, and they have everything. But instead of taking care of people who are in need of help, instead of helping the homeless, people who are in shelter, who are, you know, needy, they need help. They're not helping them. They could care less. They'd rather live, you know, like kings and queens and forget about the homeless and the poor. And we're not supposed to be like that. We should help those who are in need of help. So, I mean, it's heartbreaking. If I can help someone, I'm going to help them. Whatever I have to do to help someone, I'm going to help them. I've brought many homeless people into my home to live with me because they had nowhere to go. And, I was so grateful that God put that in my heart to help them, to give them food to eat, shelter, you know, a home. And they had a place to shower and eat with us and pray with us. I was grateful for that. And I'm still doing that now, you know, because people need help and we need to be there for them like Jesus. So I thank him and I give him all praise and honor and glory. And thank you for opening my line, Sister. I love you, Sister Powell, and we're praying for you always. God bless you. Love you, Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. All right. So I'm going to open 985232. Your line is now open. 985232.
985232. Can you check your phone if it is on mute? All right, maybe that individual. Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, if there is anyone on the line who would like to comment or query, can you take yourself *6 and press *1 and your line will, before we go in prayer, we just have a few minutes to close out. Okay, my dear beloved, we just want to thank Sister Stephanie for this message, and we are asking and encouraging our brothers and our sisters on this line to go back and do those studies in the Ministry of Healing. Let us read and study and also put these study to practice that we can go and share with others out there. And again, I'm just reminding my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us still stay close to the Lord. Invite someone on the line, you know. We notice that we have quite a few brothers and sisters who used to join us, and they are not on the line again. But let us be faithful to the Lord. Let us share this line, this number. We are here on this line going for nearly 9 years. And we would like to continue because God said, you know, he wants us to be together. And if we can be together to study together, I do know that, you know, his work will be able to carry out in the vineyard. So let us do what God wants us to do. And my dear beloved, tomorrow is preparation day. And let us be faithful that we can join tomorrow to listen to tomorrow end time message. And also we know that is the Sabbath, to be temperance in everything that we do. So let us close, my dear beloved. If no one else is on the line, Sister Stephanie would like to share or to have a comment or query, we can close.
Yes, the 985232 I opened the line, but I'm not hearing anything, so let me try it one more time. 985-232, your line is now open. All right.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right. I just want to thank everyone tonight for joining again, and we do hope that you enjoy the sermon and also the encouraging word, and for us to look upon our Father Jesus Christ, that he came in this world, and what he came, he sacrificed himself for us, and he came actually homeless, right? So let us pray. And as I heard about homeless, you know, and I look on the condition of some people, how they are living, their living condition is very serious, and brothers and sisters, it hurt my stomach. And with pain, when I look and I saw this condition, and just pray that God will pour out his blessings to help each and every one of us, that we can help others, just as what Sister Tamika had said a while ago. She opened her doors for the homeless, you know, because her heart grieves when there are people who is in need. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your written words and also spoken word. We want to thank you for your life that you have shed your bone, send your only son, Lord, and that his life was sacrificed for us, Lord. And today we have hope and joy and peace in him. So, dear God, we ask you to help us, that each and every one of us, dear Father, would practice his character, his life, and that we can do your will. We know we will be going through pain, trials, sickness, and Father, even though we go through trials and sickness and pain and difficulties, we can depend upon you. So bless us, Lord. Help us to be faithful and help us to be true to you and give us the strength that we will do your will. Bless each home, everyone on this line, their homes, their brothers, their sisters, their children, their grandchildren, church children, church family, Lord. We present them to you and allow us that we will have a good night's sleep, wake tomorrow morning in our right mind, that we can give you praise and blessings, Lord, and prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready before sunset. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved, and we will ask Sister Stephanie if she can close with a song. God bless. Sister Stephanie?
another. All right. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.